Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Zappa Lunch. Today we're talking about something we all think about every single day at school. Snacks, like what we actually bring for break and what we wish we could bring if there were zero rules. I'm Daniel and I'm here with David, Estela and Hiba. Let's get into it. David, what do you usually bring?
Okay, I'm not even gonna lie, my snacks are kinda boring. I usually bring an apple or a banana, and sometimes a granola bar if I remember. It's just quick and easy, you know? Like, I don't have to think too much about it in the morning. But yeah, after a while it gets repetitive, and I see other people with better snacks and I'm like, wow, I need to step up my game.
Honestly, I'm the total opposite. My snacks are basically junk food most of the time. I bring chips, cookies, sometimes even candy if I can get away with it. If there's a sandwich in my bag, it's just kind of there as a backup. I always go straight for the snacks first. I know it's not the healthiest thing ever, but it's way more fun to eat during break.
I try to keep a balance, but it doesn't always work. I usually bring yogurt and some crackers, and then I add something sweet, like a small chocolate bar or cookies. I feel like I need that mix or I won't survive the rest of the day. But yeah, even with that, it still gets boring eating the same combination all the time.
All right, now let's talk about the fun part. If there were no rules, like you could bring later anything you want, what would your dream snack be, David?
Okay, dream scenario, I'm bringing pancakes. Not just like one or two, I mean a full stack with syrup and maybe even some bacon on the side. It would be crazy to eat pancakes while everyone has a normal snack. It totally makes my day better.
That's actually such a good idea, but for me, it has to be pizza, like a whole pizza in a box. I would open my backpack and just pull it out like it's nothing. I swear, people will instantly gather around. It's not just about the food, it's about the moment, you know? You will become the most popular person at school for that break.
I think I go for something a bit different, probably sushi. I know it's not typical school food, but I really like it, and I will make lunch feel more special. Plus, it's something you don't see every day at school, so I'd be kind of fun to bring. I definitely look forward to break a lot more.
Okay, last question before we wrap up. If you could change one thing about the school snacks, in real life, what would it be, David?
For me, it would definitely be more variety. I feel like once you find something easy, you just keep bringing it over and over again. I wish there were more options that were still simple, but a bit more interesting, so it didn't feel the same every day.
I would say fewer rules, like if I want to bring something different or a bit unusual, I don't see why that should be a problem. As long as it's not distracting everyone, it should be fine. Let people enjoy their food a bit more, you know?
I think I improve the healthier options, like make them actually taste good so people want to bring them, because a lot of the time healthy snacks feel boring or blunt, and that's why people go for junk food instead.
Yeah, that makes sense. Think if school snacks were more exciting in general, people would actually look forward to breaking a lot more. Anyway, that's all for today's episode of Snack Tall. Now we're all hungry, so thanks for that. See you next time. Bye, see you.